The Game and Fish Commission approves hunt seasons for this fall. That's next on The Wyoming Outdoorsman. I'm Ray Hageman. The Wyoming Game and Fish Commission met in Casper late last month to finalize season setting and regulation changes for final discussion and voted for approval. This follows an almost year-round process of field managers collecting stakeholder input, surveying wildlife populations, holding public meetings, and accepting written comments. The commission reviewed regulation changes and season-setting recommendations from Game and Fish. The approved changes will take effect for the 2025 hunting season. Significant changes were approved for some hunt areas in the state, including modifications to hunting season dates and regulations. These changes will have an effect on archery season validity as well as regular season dates. The finalized season information now available on the Wyoming Game and Fish Department Hunting and Trapping page and online hunt planner. Hunters who have already applied are encouraged to check the hunt areas they applied for to see if any changes affecting their licenses occurred during the season setting process. Many other less substantial changes were made across the state, including minor season date changes, harvest quotas, changes in limitations, and boundary changes. Hunters, again, are advised to consult the final commission-approved regulations for complete details on all changes. Residents have until June 2nd to modify or withdraw their licenses. Non-residents have until May 8th. The commission also listened to updates from Game and Fish personnel, including on the State Wildlife Action Plan. The commission voted to approve Game and Fish's proposed list of species with greatest conservation need for the 2027 State Wildlife Action Plan. A full recording of the commission meeting and all past meetings are available online. Tickets for the second annual Wyoming Sportsperson Conservation Forum hosted by Governor Mark Gordon alongside the Wyoming Game and Fish Department are still available. The event is May 21st at the National Museum of Military Vehicles in Dubois. Tickets can be purchased online on the Game and Fish website. It includes lunch for attendees. In-person attendance is encouraged because there's no virtual option for the event. Keynote speakers will include Governor Mark Gordon and Game and Fish Director Angie Bruce. Panels will be composed of Game and Fish experts, Wyoming legislators, and some of the state's preeminent conservation leaders. This has been the Wyoming Outdoorsman. I'm Ray Hageman.